her suitor.
Okay, or any other words?
Well, boyfriend, but suitor would have been the old question, old way to speak.
Did you ever call him her beau?
Yes, beau, her beau.
And she is his?
His girl.
Okay. Heard any other words for her?
Fiancé. Can't think of another.
Okay, what are some old-fashioned terms for kissing?
Kissing? So I know.
Ever heard spooning?
Well, spooning, yes, that's... Yes, I've heard of that.
Or smooching?
No.
Okay. If he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want it, what do you say she's done?
She turns him down.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Rejects him.
How about jilted?
Jilting, yes. Well, jilting would be more likely if they were engaged and then she turned him down after that. I would say that she jilted him.
Okay. Now, if they did go ahead and have a wedding, you'd say they're just...
married?
Mm-hmm. Are there any humorous ways of saying that?
I guess there are. I can't think of it at the moment.
Hitched?
Hitched, yes. That's one way.
Okay. At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is...
the best man. Mm-hmm.
Are there any old-fashioned names for this man?
Well, in my grandmother's day, they spoke of waiting on the groom.
Oh.
I have letters from my grandmother, from my grandfather to my grandmother, and he was asked someone to wait on him.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And what would that man be called, though? His waiter?
I don't know. That's what he asked this man to wait on him. No, it wouldn't be called a waiter.
Okay, I do have waiter here as one of them.
Well, I don't think they were called waiters, but that was the way he spoke of it, as asking his friend to wait on him.
Did that go for the bride as well?
I don't know.
What do you call the woman who stands up at the bride?
The maid of honor.
Okay.
The bridesmaids is what they were called, and the others that waited on them were called bridesmaids.
Right.
In the right way the woman was concerned.
Okay, did you ever hear of this? Sometimes after the bride and groom got married, a lot of people would stand around and make a lot of noise.
Oh, I've heard of they called it. Chivalry is one name, but I've never known that to happen. It's only out in the country districts, I think, that they have things like that.
Do you think they still do it now?
I don't know. I doubt it, seriously.
Can you think of any other words for chivalry?
No.
Okay. All right, do you remember that alcohol commercial, Gus? Says, I can't believe I ate the...
the whole thing.
Right. Okay. What do you call it when people go out in the evening and go to a place where there's music and they move around on the floor?
Dance.
All right. Ever heard a dance called anything else, depending on what kind it was?
Yes, I'm sure I have. I can't think.
A ball, if it's
ball.
Fancy.
Oh yes, a ball would be a formal dance.
How about a kitchen dance?
No, never heard of that.
House dance?
No.
Breakdown?
Well, I've heard of breakdown. That's rather country thing too, I think.
And a hoedown?
Hoedown, breakdown.
Okay. All right, if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say, at 3 o'clock school...
is out.
Okay. You go to school to get an
education.
And after high school, you go on to
college.
Okay. After kindergarten, you go into the
elementary school.
Specifically, which grade?
First grade.
Okay. Let's see. Years ago, children sat and